Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the shape of a war theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Hello, and welcome to Provocative Thought, intimately known as PT, striving to awaken those who are asleep, stimulate those who are awakened, feed those who are starving, and nurture those who seek to know. I am your host, Carlton Steed, a self-proclaimed student of life in the search, discovery, and revelation of life on life's terms. First, I'd like to thank WeTalk Productions for allowing me to host this show. I'd also like to thank the creator for allowing me. You can contact the show by dialing 909-265-9215. Please press the number 1 to speak. You can contact the show by dialing 909-265-9215. Please press the number 1 to speak. You can reach us on the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com. Go to search, type in We Talk Productions, and listen to the show live. You can also contact us on Facebook at Provocative Thought PT Community Organization. Tonight's topic: police killed in the line of duty. Police officer is a dangerous job. Though many say more police officers are killed in traffic accidents, the murder rate is alarming, though some say it is declining. From 2008 to 2017, auto accidents killed 364 police officers. 126 police officers were struck by a vehicle. And we have 514 were shot. In 2018, as of 2018, 144 federal, state, and local officers died in the line of duty. That's this year up until recently. Of course, this year is not over. Hopefully nobody else gets killed. Preliminary law enforcement officers fatality report. This is a brief report that I snatched on there. It says that 2018, 52 officers were shot and killed. 46 shot and killed in 2017. While 14 occurred while attempting to place the individual under arrest, 8 while conducting an investigative activity, 6 were responding to a domestic disturbance, and they get a whole lot of them, totaling 12, 5 were ambushed, 4 conducting traffic stops were killed, were shot and killed, 2 serving warrants shot and killed, 2 transporting and handling prisoners, that's right out of the movies right there, shot and killed, 2 inadvertently shot by other law enforcement. That's a hell of bullets, and you happen to be near, you know, where your fellow officers are shooting. One was responding to a burglary, one during a tactical situation, which I thought those guys were sharp. One responded to a call for an armed suicidal subject. So when you go to save a life and you lose yours, that's tragic. They say the handgun is the leading type of weapon used in 2018. Of the 52 fatalities, 31 were shot and killed with a handgun. I mean, it's easily concealed, it's comfortable. You can see why people carry handguns, right? So they come in all sizes, and they get the job done. So that's why police officers carry handguns instead of rifles. 4 were disarmed and shot with their own weapon. 10 shot and killed with a rifle. 2 with a shotgun and the firearm used in 5 other officer fatalities unknown, which is, I don't know what that means. I guess, I don't know what that means. Bullet went through them, there's no bullet or something like that. I don't know. So, the provocative thought wants to, food for thought. That's a lot of fathers, brothers, mothers, sisters, friends, and families gone. Without knowing the circumstances of these fatalities, some of these fatalities are indicative of the violence that appears to have infected our society like a plague. Believe it or not, the murdering of police is not a new phenomenon. For you, for those of you who think this is something that happened since the crack era, and, you know, Rick Ross and the CIA and police being murdered, not so. Does the consistent murder of police officers have an effect on a police officer's decision to use deadly force? Does it make them more apprehensive, nervous, and more hypervigilant? Seems everybody is taking a hit. No one escapes losing someone to violence. How much violence can a society, community take? When will we learn? When will we ever learn? The murder of police officers, members of the community, and travelers are alarming. Are we becoming a society of violent murderers stuck on the homicidal hamster wheel? Is there no end to our transgression? Is there no light at the end of the dark tunnel of death? Is this what we have always been? Poet Noor, stop the violence. Don't let the violence stop you. From CNN. Since the year began, this is 2018, 47 law enforcement officers across the U.S. have been shot and killed in the line of duty, including a police officer in California making a traffic stop on the morning after Christmas. The tragic deaths are a stark reminder of the danger of our law enforcement professionals face, the dangers our law enforcement professionals face each and every day while protecting and serving our communities, said Craig Floyd with the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund. He says, too often their service and sacrifice are taken for granted. December 26th, California. Police officer Ronnell Sy. This is recent. Sy, 33, was gunned down while making a traffic stop just before 1 a.m. in a mostly residential part of Newman City of 11,000, located about 70 miles east of San Jose. The native of Fuji, Sy had been with the Newman Police Department since 2011. December 13, DeKalb County, Georgia, police officer Edgar Isado Flores, 24, was shot while conducting a traffic stop in suburban Atlanta. The suspect fled the vehicle, produced a handgun, and shot Flores before being shot and killed by responding officers. He had been with the department since May 2017. He was hired in 2017. This is 2018. He's dead. November 29th, Deputy U.S. Marshal Chase White. White was shot and killed in Tucson, Arizona, while serving a Tucson, Arizona police felony warrant. He's serving a warrant. Suspect opened fire before barricading himself in his home and eventually surrendered to the police. White had joined the service in 2015. That's under 3 years. November 19th, Chicago police officer Samuel Jimenez, 28, was shot and killed after responding to a domestic disturbance outside of Mercy Hospital in Chicago. As police arrived on the scene, the suspect fatally shot his ex-fiancée, then ran into the hospital, exchanging shots with officers striking Jimenez. Oh, this is a recent one, too. The officer had served with the Chicago Police Department for 18 months. November 8th, Ventura County, California, Sheriff's Department Ron Hellas. Sheriff's Department Hellas was set to retire. Was about a dozen people killed when a gunman opened fire at the Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks. Hellas was shot multiple times as he entered the bar with a California Highway Patrol officer. This guy's about to retire. He almost made it. October 22, Florence County, South Carolina, Sheriff's Department Deputy Farrah B. Turner. Turner succumbed to injuries she received on October 3rd. She was among seven officers shot while serving a warrant at a residence. Sergeant Terrence Crawley also died later. October 20th, Gwinnett County, Georgia, police officer Antoine Tony. Officer Antoine Tony had just turned 30, was responding with another officer to a call of possible marijuana use. Somebody smoking a joint. Tony was shot at from inside the suspect's vehicle as soon as he approached the car in a parking lot. So he approached the car and the guy killed him. He was hit one time. The other officer returned fire, Tony away, and he died at the hospital. October 17th, North Carolina Highway Patrol Trooper Kevin K. Connor. Trooper Connor pulled over a driver of a pickup truck for speeding a few miles from the South Carolina state line. The driver fired several shots, hitting the trooper, who died after being transported to the hospital. And these sound like, old boys just trying to do the job. And I know we've been coming down on the police officers for being a little trigger happy. But it sounds like here these guys actually, you know, just doing their job. They getting gunned down. October the 3rd, Florence, South Carolina, Police Sergeant Terrence Caraway. Sergeant Caraway was headed home for the day when he received a call for urgent backup. Law enforcement officers were taking fire from a man inside a house. He was shot and killed during a two and a half hour standoff when deputies tried to execute a search warrant. Six other law enforcement officers and a 20-year-old who was in the home was also shot. September 29th, Brookhaven, Mississippi. Police Corporal Zach Moak and Patrolman James White, Moak 31, White 35, were responding to a call about shots fired when they were killed in a shootout in Brookhaven, Mississippi. Down south is dangerous. I didn't even know, you know, I know they always had guns down there, and you know, when I was a kid, these people just had guns. September 17th, Sacramento County, California. Deputy Sheriff Mark Stajuk was gunned down by a man as he and another deputy responded to a disturbance call at an auto parts store. So it's no telling when this might happen. It's because these are all different scenarios. These guys just going to what sounds like a regular kind of call. You know, they're not even going, some of them not even going to shots fired. Some going to shots fired. Some just, you know, hey, somebody smoking pot. You don't expect to get gunned down in a situation like that. You know. September 16th, Sedgwick County, Kansas. Deputy Sheriff Robert Coons was shot and killed while investigating a suspicious person call. A struggle ensued when he tried to attempt to arrest the suspect and he was shot. September 14th, Fort Worth, Texas. Police officer Garrett Hull. Hull was fatally shot while he was pursuing three robbery suspects. The funeral, the police chief promoted Hull to corporal. I don't know what that's about, but I know it's people would rather have him back, not dead, than that promotion. I hope that it put more money in his survivor's benefits for this brother. He's pursuing three robbery suspects, so he's doing his job. July 28th, Fort Myers, Fuller, police officer Adam Jobbers Miller. Officer Jobbers Miller succumbed to gunshot wounds he received a week early from a man who allegedly stole a cell phone, then ran from the police. Cell phone. I mean, this stuff is like, I mean, it's senseless. Like, yo, you steal a cell phone, that's worth somebody's life? You kill a man? You don't want to get caught for stealing a cell phone? I mean, how bad could, I guess it's the pistol one of the 5 years you're going to get for the pistol. So you got the theft and the pistol. I don't know. July 25th, Milwaukee police officer Michael Kowski, 17-year veteran, was killed while he and other officers were trying to arrest a suspect who was wanted on drug and gun charges. All right? That's not a suspect. Was wanted. So they got a warrant for this guy and they trying to arrest him. And when the officers entered the home, the suspect fired multiple times at the officers, the police chief said. I don't know the specifics of that case. I'm taking it just on face value. This is the right home, the right guy. And, you know, this guy's getting killed trying to do their job. July 25th, Arizona State Trooper Tyler Endelhofer, a person who was fighting with police along Interstate 10 near Phoenix, took an officer's gun and shot two Arizona State Troopers. I don't know how you shoot two. You might shoot one. You might get it. I don't know how that happened. How you shoot two? Anyway, Trooper Tyler Edenhofer. Officer, he was an officer in training when he was killed. So he didn't even make it out of training. And let's see what else happening here. We got a whole lot of this. I just want to read about some of the guys, that, some of the things that happened to this, some of the police officers. Because I know we've been talking about things that happened to civilians, to blacks and minorities. At the hands of police officers who are probably racist, afraid, you know, have some feel some kind of animosity, whatever the case may be, or just got that authoritarian thing going on. These guys right here seem like they're just trying to do their job. July 18th, Hawaii County, Hawaii, Police Officer Brunson K. Kaloa. Officer Kaleo was shot during a traffic stop of a wanted man who opened fire. He was the first fatality from the state of Hawaii this year. It's 2018, y'all. So, July 15th, Weymouth, Massachusetts, police officer Michael Chisner. Chisner approached a suspect vandalizing a home after the suspect crashed a vehicle and ran. When approached, he struck Chisner in the head with a rock, then stole Officer Chisner's gun and fired. Officials said a stray bullet also struck and killed a woman in a nearby home. July 2nd, New York State Police Trooper Nicholas Clark. Clark was fatally shot by a suspect considered to be suicidal after responding to the call in Irwin, New York. Kind of like mentioned that. That's just more specifics about that case. These guys are trying to do the job and just, you know, not making it home. June 15th, Wincott County, Kansas. Deputy Sheriff Patrick Royer and Teresa King. Royer and King were shot and killed during a transfer of an inmate to the courthouse for a hearing. That's right out of the movies. I never heard of nothing like that. That's like some of the stuff you see like happening in Hollywood, and he's being transported, and you know, I'm gonna have to check up to see what happened with that story. Why were they shooting at the guy they were transporting, or were they trying to kill the police, or as a result of trying to get to the guy they were transporting, the police, you know, went into a protective mode, and you know that they had a shootout. That's interesting. May 30th, Dickinson County, Tennessee, Sergeant Daniel Baker. Baker was shot and killed during an altercation surrounding a stolen vehicle. Suspect Stephen Wiggins was arrested after a two-day manhunt. May 7th, Highlands County, Florida. Deputy Sheriff William J. Gentry, Jr. Gentry was went to a home regarding an animal abuse case. When he was confronted by the suspect who lived next door, the suspect then opened fire. It's animal abuse. I mean, this is weird. I mean, just the, some of the way some of these guys, okay, you chasing the three robbery suspects. This is a chance, yeah, that somebody might get killed. But you come into a house regarding animal abuse and you die? You die for that? May 4th, Tara Hute, Indiana, police officer Rob Pitts. Pitts, a veteran of Tara Hute Police Department, was shot and killed as he responded to a call at an apartment complex on May 4th. Now, this is all these guys that I'm kind of going over the cases, or this guy has been shot because the police officer killed by more than just gunshots, but I just wanted to just focus on police officers who are actually being murdered by people who are, you know, with the intent to murder, to kill them. But there are other ways that police officers are also killed also. But just focus on the gun thing. April 27th, Nogales, Arizona, police officer Jesus Cordova. Cordova was killed after trying to pull over a carjacking suspect. The suspect got out of the car and opened fire. It was the first time since 1888 that a Negolis police officer was shot and killed in the line of duty. Now, them guys been spared. 1888? Shoot, that might be when they first started forming a police arm. Let's see, April 25th, Somerset County, Maine, Police Capital, All-Cap Corporal Eugene Cole. Mr. Cole was shot and killed by a man who drove off in his squad car. Dude shot, killed him, and took his car. Cole, 62, this is an old dude, too, was a father and an outstanding officer, Somerset County Sheriff Dale Lancaster said. Police officer Regilio Santander died a day after he and a colleague were shot at a Home Depot. I think that was on the news. The suspected gunman was captured after a car chase. Santander was 27 and was a three-year veteran. April 19th, Gilhurst County, Florida. Sheriff Sergeant Noel Ramirez and Deputy Taylor Lindsay. Ramirez and Lindsay were killed when a man walked up to the window of the restaurant where they were eating and shot them. That's bizarre. Without warning, the shooter was later found dead outside the business. I don't know what that's about. He must have killed himself, or did somebody kill him? Anyway. That's very sad. You sit down to eat and somebody come gun you down. 12th, Yarmouth, Massachusetts. Police officer Sean Gannon. Gannon was serving a warrant when he was shot and killed. March 13th, Pikeville, Kentucky. Police officer Scotty Hamilton shot and killed while on duty. Hamilton had been a member of the Pikeville Police Department. The Pikeville Police Department since 2006, excuse me. March 9th, Pomona, California. Police officer Gregory Casales, rookie officer, was shot to death while trying to arrest a man in Pomona. He was killed after a reported police chase ended with a suspect barricaded inside an apartment home. Another officer was also shot. March 6th, Clinton, Missouri, police officer Christopher Ryan Morton. Morton was shot and killed as he responded with other officers to a domestic disturbance call in Clinton. Two other officers were also shot. A 911 call was mistakenly traced to the wrong location, where the officers were met with gunfire. Man, that's sad. They're not even in the right place. I wonder what was the result of that situation. It sounds like they went to the wrong house. And what was in there started firing, you know, defending themselves. So, who knows? It's all very sad. March 2nd, Boone County, Indiana, Deputy Sheriff Piggy was shot as he and other deputies were assisting Lebanon police officers in a pursuit. Sounds like I hear something outside now. I think it's firecrackers, though. That sounds like a little too much. On February 20th, Mobile, Alabama, police officer Justin Billett. Billet was killed as he and others responded to a call of a woman found dead in a residential area. Billet was fatally shot as he tried to speak with the ex-husband of the victim. The man then killed himself. Now, is that weird? February 13th, Chicago, Illinois, Police Commander Paul Buer. Buer, 53, was killed February 13th. while responding to a call in downtown Chicago. He went after a suspect who had an altercation with other officers and escaped. Brewer, a 31-year veteran, encountered that individual and was shot several times. February 10th, Westerville, Ohio, police officers Eric Joring and Anthony Morelli, the two were fatally shot as they responded to a 911 hang-up call involving potential domestic abuse. Joring, 39, and Morelli, 54, was shot as they entered an apartment in Westerville, north of Columbus. I've been around that area before. February 9th, Locust Grove, Georgia, police officer Chase Maddox Maddox, 26, was killed when he tried to assist. I have a caller trying to come through. You need to call the show. If you're trying to reach the show, I need you to call 909-265-9215. If you're trying to get through, please dial 909-265-9215. Thank you very much. If you're trying to get into the show, I need you to dial that number, 909-265-9215. Thank you. I appreciate your call. Okay, we got Maddox, 26, was killed when he tried to assist two Henry County Sheriff's deputies in arresting a man wanted on a warrant for failure to appear in court. The shooting occurred in Locust Grove, a small town about 35 miles south of Atlanta. The suspect was killed. February 7th. Richardson, Texas. Police officer David Sherrod, 37, was killed when he responded with other officers to a shots fired call at an apartment complex. When the officers entered an apartment, a man began firing on the officers. February 5th, El Paso County, Colorado. Sheriff's Deputy Makai Flick. Flick was making his 11th anniversary as a sheriff's deputy with the El Paso County when he and his colleagues were looking into a report of a vehicle theft on February 5th. Flick, 34, was shot and killed, and three other law enforcement officers were shot and injured during a struggle with a suspect in Colorado Springs. The suspect died, police said. That's a strange ending to that. The suspect died. Nobody just simply dies. Okay. All right. So that's four people on one. And I guess they had a shootout. And it doesn't matter if it's one against four. One guy can shoot four people. That's possible. They said the suspect died. So they don't say, well, how the suspect died. So anyway. January 24th, Adams County, Colorado, Sheriff Deputy Heath Gum. Gum was and other deputies were chasing a man while investigating a report of an assault in Thornton. While the deputies followed the man behind the home, the man pulled out a handgun and fired, hitting Gum in the chest. Above his vest, I guess, because I wonder if he had a vest on. January 24th, Detroit, Michigan, police officer Glenn Doss Jr. Doss was 25, was shot in the head as he got out his patrol call to respond to a domestic violence call. He died 4 years later. Domestic violence. So those domestic violence calls, I mean, it's not that there's a whole slew of them on here. But, you know, I heard some people say that they could be very dangerous for police officers. January 18th, Deputy U.S. Marshal Christopher Hill in Pennsylvania. Hill was shot and killed in Harrisburg during an attempt to serve an arrest warrant. Officers tried to apprehend a woman who was wanted for making terrorist threats. A man inside opened fire. Hill and two other officers were struck. One of the officers shot and killed the shooter. See, that makes sense. But that other one with the four officers and they say the suspect died, that doesn't make sense. Okay. January 17th, York County, South Carolina, Sheriff Detective Michael Dottie. Dottie's 37, died of gunshot wounds he received earlier during a search for a man who shot a York County sheriff, canine handler. The handler was ambushed by the man who was accused of attacking his wife. A SWAT team that included Dottie responded to the incident. This must be the tactical guy that was talking about. And the suspect shot the detective. That must be the tactical incident. January 7th, Pierce County, Washington Sheriff Deputy Daniel A. McCartney. McCartney was shot and killed as he chased two burglary suspects after responding to a home invasion call. One of the suspects was found dead at the scene, and the other was apprehended later. Found dead. They can't be running, then just found dead. So he must have killed one of them. I don't know why they said correction. A previous version of this story misstated the number of police officers fatally shot in the line of duty since the start of 2018. I think it's, what is it, 52, 57? Anyway, CNN's Amy LaPorte, Keith Allen, Joe Sutton, Amanda Watts, and Brandon Giggs contributed to this report. Say, 52 officers killed by firearms in 2018. So, that's a lot of people, and I'm sure somebody cared about those guys who were those police officers who no longer here. According to data released by the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund, as of this was something that was midway through the year. No, as of Thursday, 128 officers had died in the line of duty in 2017. 40 of them were shot and killed. Sixty-four officers were killed in firearm-related incidents in 2016, and a 50 increase over 2015 when 41 officers were killed. Say 64 officers were killed in firearm-related incidents in 2016, and 2015 had 41 officers killed. The number of police officers killed by gunfire fell 14% in 2015. Study says, overall, including traffic fatalities and other causes, 135 police officers died in the line of duty in 2016. That's not gun killings. That's you get hit by a truck, pinned by a truck, you know, things like that. Some guys had heart attacks. A lot of police officers have heart attacks. But 64 officers were killed with firearm-related incidents in 2016. Again, the official count from the FBI is that 27 law enforcement officers were feloniously killed in the line of duty in 2013, the lowest in a 35-year period since 1980 to 2014. According to the FBI, which publishes the data from 1980 to 2014, it's an average of 64 law enforcement officers were feloniously killed per year. Those killed in accidents in the line of duty were not included in the number. So we got a lot of police getting killed here, you know, and these guys appear to be just doing their job. According to data, 1970s, an average of 231 officers died each year. In the 80s, the number who died each year never dipped below 175. So that means always 175 and over in the 80s each year. That many police officers, and that's close to 200 police dying dying a year. Forbes, U.S. Police deaths in the line of duty over the years. By Niall McCartney, the journalist. He says five police officers were killed and six more were wounded by gunmen Thursday night at a protest in downtown Dallas. I think y'all heard of that one right there, because that was held in response. The protest was held in response of the fatal shooting of two black men by police in Minnesota and Louisiana. Law enforcement remains a dangerous job, with at least 51 officers having died in the line of duty until June 8th in 2016, following the 124 deaths in 2015, according to the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund again. However, the number of fatalities has fallen considerably since the peak of the 70s. The worst year recorded is 1974, when 280 officers lost their lives. Now, who would have thought of that? Personally, I was under the impression that more police, more violence, and more homicides were being taking place currently because of this increase in the weaponry. They have more sophisticated weaponry now than they had back in the day, because nobody pulled out an AK, you know, a 15, these big clip or 9mm guns back in the day. If they did, it was a whole, I wouldn't be talking to you right now. So, but apparently, the worst year on record is 1974. It was 280 officers lost their lives. 73 law enforcement officers were killed in the first half of 2018. Gun-related deaths were up 24%, they said. This is from Lauren Padgett Cox, Media Group, National Content Desk. A total of 73 law enforcement officers have been killed in the line of duty during the first half of 2018. These are not guys that are actually shot with guns. These are people just killed. 12% increase over last year, according to the preliminary report from the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund. Florida leads the county, the country, in officer fatalities. 7 officers have been killed in the line of duty in Florida since as of June 30th. New York, North Carolina, and Texas have each lost 4 officers. California, Kentucky, Ohio, and South Carolina have each lost 3 officers. Of the 73 officers killed, 31 died during an incident with a firearm, up to 24% from last year. 8 of these deaths happened while the officer attempted to arrest a suspect, the report finds. 6 officers have been killed while responding to disturbance calls. 3 have died during an ambush. Right? We talked about that. Traffic deaths are the second leading cause of death among law enforcement officers, and the numbers are up slightly in the first half of 2018. So, okay, it seems like these guys got a pretty rough job to me. They say if nobody was shooting at them, they still got to worry about all this. I guess that's from the car chases and things like that. You know, maybe that's why they don't chase those guys on the four-wheelers and those dirt bikes, because you cut down on some of this traffic death thing. Traffic, let me see. 27 officers have been killed in traffic-related calls. 11 of those deaths were in multi-car crashes. So I guess it's these guys trying to get to wherever they're trying to get to. 9 officers have been killed in a single car crashes, and 7 officers have died after being struck outside of their cars. 15 other officers have died of other causes, majority of which were job-related illnesses, where an officer collapsed due to a heart attack. 6 first responders have died this year from illnesses related to the 9/11 attack. And I can imagine a lot of people might still be sick and succumbing to that. 1 officer was beaten to death and another drowned, according to the report. Of the 73 officers who died in the first half of 2018, 68 were male, 11 were female. The average age was 39, with 11 years of service, the report stated. On average, each officer left behind 2 children. 144 police officers died in the line of duty in 2018, reversing a one-year decline cycle. They say that's going up. It says Doug Stoglin from USA Today. More law enforcement officers, 144, died in the line of duty in the United States in 2018 than in 2017. The nonprofit, this is from a preliminary report released Thursday by the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund. Again, the nonprofit group that has long tracked officer fatalities said that 144 federal, state, and local, tribal, and territorial deaths this year, so far this year, are up from 129 in 2017. Last year's deaths had marked a sharp drop from 159 fatalities in 2016. That was last year, 2017, you guys. The rising number of law enforcement officer deaths in 2018 is disappointing news after the decline in 2017, said Craig Floyd, CEO of the Memorial Fund. Sadly, it reminds us of the public safety, that public safety is a dangerous job and can come at a very steep price. And, you know, I'm going to agree with you on that. It says all the way around, that it comes with a steep price. So police getting killed, police, you know, taking people out. It's just because, you know, unarmed people that you think got a gun. That's a steep price. If you got a conscience, bother you if you shoot an unarmed person. So I mean, they got a catch-22 situation going on here. You know, even if you have to shoot a guy with a gun, I don't think you're going to feel good about that either. If you do, then you probably shouldn't be on the police department if you're out there shooting people like you're shooting ducks. Of course, of those killed in 2018, 134 were male, 10 were, I said this already, female, and this is another report just confirming the same thing. They said most officers were shot or fatally injured in car crashes. Others died from heart attacks, drownings, and cancer, and illnesses developed by the respondents from the World Trade Towers. They said the 52 firearms-related deaths were a 13% increase over 2017. 14 of those occurred while the officer was trying to place an individual under arrest, the report said. Nearly two-thirds were shot and killed by a handgun. Four officers were fatally shot by their own weapons after being disarmed. That's got to be a nightmarish kind of situation. Somebody take your weapon from you and shoot you with it. Not only shot them, killed them. Officer deaths by the year. Texas, Florida, California, and New York had the highest number of officer fatalities with 11 each, they said. North Carolina had 7 deaths. South Carolina, Georgia, and Indiana each 5. These reports were done at different times. So if the numbers fluctuate, it's probably because something happened after the other report was done. So South Carolina, Georgia, and Indiana each had 5. 2 territorial officers and 10 federal officers also died in 2008. 14 states. The District of Columbia did not lose an officer in 2018. I'm going to say that again. 14 states and the District of Columbia did not lose an officer in 2018. So we don't give them guys a thumbs up, and we're not giving anybody a thumbs down, but we're just saying, you know, for you guys, you didn't have to go through that. The National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial in Washington is inscribed with 2,541 names of officers killed in the line of duty, dating back to the first known death in 1791. I'm going to try to get through this here because I have some. Oh, yeah, I'm going to get to it. They said the deadliest year on record was 1930. Now, check this out. When 307 law enforcement officers were killed in the line of duty, the group said the last time the number of fatalities fell below 100 for a single year was 1944. That's 1930, 307 7 law enforcement officers were killed. Y'all know what was happening in 1930? Well, that's around the time of the Prohibition and the Great Depression. In 1930, the organized crime era, we had bootleg and extortion criminal organizations and individuals like Al Capone, Lucky Luciano, Marlansky, Buzzy Siegel. Those three guys rolled together. Charles Pretty Boy Floyd, George Machine Gun Kelly, Bonnie and Clyde Parker, Babyface Nelson, and Miss Barker and her bank robbing crew. This was the era of the Great Depression. The stock market crashed as of 1929. Jobs were not forthcoming, and you could make a living in crime in the crime world if you had the stomach for it. Remember, bootlegging was equivalent to crack dealing in those days. Gambling and prostitution, loan sharking, labor racketeering, and drug trafficking were also popular. Sound familiar? Their weapon of choice, the Thompson machine gun and the Browning machine gun. Sometimes gangsters outgunned the police. Prohibition lasted until about 1933 when the economy showed signs of recovery, they said. In 1934-37, the homicide rate went down 20%. I think I read something else, though, that when they almost had another crash, it didn't impact on the homicide rate. But I don't know, you know. It said it's reminiscent of today's crime wave and influx of military-grade weapons. People killed by police officers, statistics. I'm going to skip that. And that's the story right there, and I'm sticking to it. Sounds like police officers, you know, you have a tough job. And I'm going to say this again. If you know this job and tells this these type of activities, don't join the police officer, the police force. It's not a job for people who just want to make a living. That's a, you know, you have to be, it takes a certain person to be in the military, in any quasi-military or police organization. Please do not mistake being a police officer for being a regular job. That's not a regular job. That's why they have so much equipment on them. You understand what I'm saying? They're carrying a gun every day. They're rolling with somebody who's carrying a gun every day. And they're very some of them are very apprehensive out there. So it takes a very special person to be a police officer, a good one. And I'm going to say that because anybody, I guess, sounds like it. Almost anybody can be a police officer, but to be a good one, I think it takes a very special one. And, you know, you guys, I'm just going to say be careful. You know, we hope you guys, you know, are safe when you go out. We hope that you're able to return home without having to injure anybody and without being injured yourselves. And, you know, the new year is coming in, and I just want to say you guys have a safe new year. Remember, your families love you, and we wish you well, you know, out there. Keep the safe, the streets safe, and be safe yourself. And, you know, I know we guys been getting beat up because you got some bad apples out there, and you got guys making some really poor decisions, and maybe it's part of your training. Like they say, you know, you train to, you know, draw your weapon and, you know, shoot, you know, to kill. But we got to do something about all of that. Police, civilian relations, and community relationships. Hopefully, 2019, we do something about all of this shit because police are people too, people first before the police officers. And we need to come together, work this thing out so that we stop murdering each other. I don't know about you guys, but I've heard enough. I've been through enough myself. People that I know personally been murdered. I'm tired of the killing that we, you know, have in this society. You know, we're not at war, but we have the numbers. The homicide numbers are warlike in this country. And it's, I think we have an epidemic with this whole thing about killing people. And we really need to step back, you know, pump the brakes and try to do something about this, y'all. And I'm talking about everybody from the youngest to the oldest, police departments, community organizations, whoever you are, legislators, and, you know, let's do something about this, because this is really crazy. I want to say, again, excuse me, I want to thank our listeners, and again, I want to thank the police officers, police departments for the ones that do their job correctly and respect the community. I want to thank you guys for being there when people need you, and be safe. And you guys, you other people out there that's listening, it's not police officers, don't give these guys such a hard time. You know, try to make it better. Try to have a conversation with each other when, you know, before it even gets to this type of situation. You know, don't be afraid. You guys strike up a conversation. Get to know the people in your community. Get to know the police officers who are patrolling in your community. Until next week, I want to thank everybody. Remember, we got Black Urban America on Tuesdays 8 to 9 with Mr. Kenneth Jones.
You will not be able to stay home, brother.
Peace, y'all.
You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Deport from 29 District. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.